Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, producers of the San Francisco Jazz Festival, June 11th through 22nd. SF Jazz is proud to support KPLU's own Jim Wilkie, recognized by the Jazz Journalists Association for his impact on the community. Details on this year's festival at sfjazz.org.
Roosevelt High School Jazz Band, directed by Scott Brown, featuring Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone, and that version of Out of Nowhere is arranged by Bill Holman, and that comes from the KPLU School of Jazz last season, Volume 9, and Volume 10 is just about ready to pop. As a matter of fact, all next week, KPLU is going to be celebrating the release of the new KPLU School of Jazz. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Congratulations to all of our high school jazz bands, three of them again this year in Essentially Ellington, Roosevelt, Garfield, and Mount Si. What a terrific showing at Essentially Ellington in New York City. We have a variety of things we're going to be listening to today. I think next we're going to move toward a new recording by the group Young Lizards. This is basically an organ group, with organist Ty Bailey, Greg Williamson on drums, Dave Peterson on guitar, and Chris Fagan on alto sax. This is from a new release called The Young Lizards, Free Bird and Other Jazzy Things, and it's being released digital only and specially mastered for iTunes, so it's higher quality. Young Lizards, we'll hear them doing a beautiful tune that was written by Leonard Feather many years ago, I think shortly after the passing of Charlie Parker, and the tune was titled I Remember Bird.
Yeah.
That's Jay Thomas's band, the trumpet and tenor saxophone, both played by Jay Thomas, with John Hansen piano, Adam Kessler on drums, and Chuck Kistler on bass, the tune Jody Grind by Horace Silver. This is the group that anchors the jam session every Wednesday night at the Ship Canal Grill. Before Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, we were listening to the Young Lizards from their new CD, Freebird, and other jazzy things. Actually, it's not a CD, it's a digital release, and it's now available on Ponyboy. The Young Lizards, consisting of Chris Fagan on alto sax with Dave Peterson guitar, Ty Bailey was the organist, Greg Williamson on drums. Great sound on Leonard Feather's tune, I Remember Bird. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5. KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. Let's take a look at some of the things on the jazz calendar for today and the coming week. At Tula's this afternoon, Jazz Police are playing at 3 p.m. Devon Lewis will be leading a group there tonight with Skarik and Eric Verlinde, Mark Hunter, and Devon Lewis. Also tonight, Scrape, Jim Knapp's string orchestra, is playing at the Royal Room, and the Hard Quartet is playing at the Sea Monster. There are sessions with Kenny Mandel at the Couth Buzzard on Greenwood, Kevin McCarthy at Darrell's in Shoreline, and the Racers sessions. Monday, Steve O'Brien's Decomposers at the Royal Room and David Marriott's Big Band at Tula's. The Headhunters will be in town Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays Tuesday night at Tula's, and there's the famous Owl Jam that all sorts of people show up to Tuesday nights at the Owl. Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, as we mentioned, Wednesday at the Ship Canal Grill. Jim Sisko's Bellevue College Band will be playing at Tula's. Thursday, Ali Jackson, great percussionist, will be leading a trio at Boxley's. And a rather unusual program scheduled for the chapel, an improvised music evening with three clarinets and two harps. It's a clarinet harp quintet at the chapel on Thursday night. Friday, the Garfield Jazz Gala takes place. The Dave Peck Trio plays Friday and Saturday night at Tula's. And Saturday night, Dimitri Matheny will be back in town, a wonderful flugelhorn player. And former Seattle pianist Nick Manson will be on piano with him. They'll be playing at Egan's on Saturday night. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, you can check the KPLU calendar. Earshot.org has a very complete calendar, and there are daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Here's some music from the Jim Knapp String Orchestra, Scrape. They're playing at the Royal Room tonight, and this comes from the first recording by this string orchestra. This is a Jim Knapp composition titled Serenade. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Dave Peck Trio. Dave Peck at the piano with Jeff Johnson on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums, recorded in performance at Jazz Alley, playing If I Should Lose You from the CD Modern Romance. Dave Peck Trio is going to be playing next Friday and Saturday at Tula's in Seattle. We were listening to Scrape before that, a modern string orchestra playing Jim Knapp's compositions and arrangements, and we heard a piece titled Serenade. This ensemble is going to be playing tonight at the Royal Room. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here this afternoon. Next up, a tune from Dimitri Matheny, who's been based in San Francisco, I think more recently in the Phoenix area, and often plays with a former Seattle resident, Nick Manson, who also lives in that area. They're both going to be here next week and playing Saturday night at Egan's. Don't have a recording of just that particular group, but I do have a recording of Dimitri playing flugelhorn with a fine Portland pianist, Daryl Grant, who teaches at Portland State University, is on piano here. Bill Douglas is on bass. This is Daryl Grant's composition called Spring Skylight.
Thank you. Thank you.
another one of our award-winning Essentially Ellington bands. That was the Garfield Jazz Ensemble, directed by Clarence Acox, playing the Royal Garden Blues, an old tune that goes back to Clarence and Spencer Williams, arranged by Duke Ellington, and featuring a raft of soloists from the 2013 band. Jack Swigert was on piano, Thomas Renhan on trumpet, Connor Hargis on trombone, Isaac Washburn Gaines on tenor saxophone, Ariel Loud on alto sax, and Caroline Sheffield on trumpet in the Royal Garden Blues, played by the Garfield Jazz Band. And the Garfield Jazz Ensemble is having its annual gala fundraiser next Friday, and that will be at South Seattle Community College. If you'd like to know more about it, you can go to garfieldjazz.org, and there's details there. Before that, we were listening to Dimitri Matheny on flugelhorn with Daryl Grant on piano, Bill Douglas on bass, and Daryl Grant's composition called Spring Skylight, which comes from Dimitri Matheny's CD Starlight Cafe. Dimitri Matheny will lead a quartet with Nick Manson on piano. Saturday night they'll be playing at Egan's Ballard Jam House. Time for just one more on today's program, and for that we're going to sample some more from the new recording by the Danny Kolke Trio plus Pete Christlieb, recorded live at Boxley's in North Bend. The Trio Plus One here with John Hamer on bass and Greg Williamson on drums, playing a tune that's called Drew's Blues. Danny Kolke Trio and Pete Christlieb. Thank you. Danny Kolke Trio, Danny Kolke on piano with John Hamer on bass and Greg Williamson on drums, recorded live at Boxley's with a very special guest, Pete Christlieb on tenor saxophone. And that was a blues by Danny Kolke titled Drew's Blues. The Danny Kolke Trio plays every Sunday night, sometimes with guests, at Boxley's in North Bend. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jim Wilkie. We're here every Sunday afternoon at this time with Jazz Northwest. Coming up next Sunday, we'll be listening to a concert we recorded this past Thursday at the Seattle Art Museum. The organ group McTough, wonderful hard-swinging group led by organist Joe Doria. So be sure to be listening next week as we bring you highlights from this concert recorded at Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series. Thank you for listening today. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service.